You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is the final day of August. That is hard to believe, but the calendar never lies. Jennifer Langosch, our Cardinals reporter, joining us here on this Wednesday. And Jennifer, if only Adam Wainwright could pitch on his birthday all the time. Something I looked up on Baseball Reference because I was bored and I love Baseball Reference for his career. A 1.20 ERA in three career appearances on his birthday, two starts, one relief appearance. So he fares very well on the anniversary of his birth. Those are the, like I said, great things you can look up on Baseball Reference. He still didn't get the win, so his winless streak is now at eight starts. But I think much more importantly, I think we can safely say this is the best that he's looked in about 2 months now. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, fitting that on his 35th birthday, he turned back the clock and looked like vintage Wainwright. And it was funny afterwards, him saying that he was retiring the 34-year-old Wainwright, a Wainwright who went through a tough year, whether it be recovering from the Achilles injury and then the up-and-down season he's had this year. And he's ready to start fresh. It was funny in listening to him talk yesterday about what the key was to turning things around. He essentially changed everything from his warm-up routine to his running routine to the workouts he did. Before the start, he didn't throw a bullpen session. He wore stirrups instead of long pants. He even made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich different than he typically does, using grape jelly instead of the usual strawberry jelly. So as he said, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. He changed all those things along with some delivery mechanics. And what we saw, again, was vintage Wainwright. We saw a fastball that sat 91 to 92. It hit 94 repeatedly. Velocity that we haven't seen from him in several months. So as you spin that ahead and into what the next month could be for the Cardinals, you look at the ability for Adam Wainwright to get it back together. That would be huge for a team, of course, still in the thick of this wild card race.
I'm still a strawberry jelly guy myself, but if you got to switch things up and go to grape, I certainly understand, and the numbers bear that out, as Wainwright was outstanding on Tuesday. And I know, you know, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that he is so highly regarded and respected in this clubhouse, amongst his teammates, amongst the coaches, and amongst the front office personnel in this Cardinals organization. Has there ever been any concern that, you know what, maybe this guy is kind of running on fumes, or is it more a thing where, you know what, he has such a great track record, he's going through a few bumps right now, but he's Adam Wainwright, and we know he's going to turn things around? Has that kind of been more the attitude this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably been unspoken concern. I mean, let's face it, there is such thing as declining with age. No matter who it is, the best in this game, you know, age eventually does catch up with you. And Adam Wainwright at 35 years old is getting to the point where a lot of elite pitchers begin that decline. So, that's certainly probably part of it. But also, he has earned the benefit of the doubt. And it's the one thing that Mike Matheny has preached repeatedly this month, as Wainwright has been searching, similar to what we saw and kind of what we heard back in April when he was going through struggles then, that this is a guy who knows himself so well, who knows his mechanics in and out, and who has shown an ability throughout his career to make the necessary changes to have success. So all those things put together, Cardinals felt like he was in position to turn things around, and we're going to kind of give him the opportunity to do so. And the other thing that I think has stood out, and those in the organization have said as much, is the way he handled this. I mean, he may not be pitching like an ace this season, but he has handled himself like an ace in the clubhouse, whether it be the work that he does in between starts or the mentoring that he's doing now in what is a very young rotation. That's stuff that he still takes very seriously. So as a leader, again, when the results maybe even haven't been there on the field, he has continued to be a galvanizing leader within that club.
Yeah, and that's huge because, as we said, he's so highly respected amongst his peers that even if he's not pitching as the ace that he's been for so long, if he knows his stuff and trusts his stuff and he knows he's going to get back on track, all the better for the Cardinals as they try to wrap up a wild card berth here heading into the month of September. Jennifer, on the offensive side of things, Randall Grichuk, again, had what proved to be the game-winning hit on Tuesday, the tie-breaking single in the top of the 10th. And I know that this is something we touched on last week, but, you know, we're all aware by now the roller coaster that Grichuk has been on. Fell on some really hard times this season after a breakout 2015. He was the starting center fielder on opening day, but eventually was sent to the minor leagues for a while. So I guess when you look at the situation now, what gives Grichuk and the team confidence that we're not just seeing a hot streak right now, but we're seeing a guy who's really realizing his potential and legitimately turning a corner into becoming the player that everybody thinks he can be?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in how we've seen him handle the last couple weeks. And, you know, I think this goes back to when he came up, and immediately after coming up, Matt Holliday goes down with an injury. And the Cardinals at that point committed themselves to giving Randall Grichuk another everyday opportunity. He was summoned into the manager's office, had a heart-to-heart with Mike Matheny, in which Mike told him, just be yourself. If you're going to be in the lineup, you're going to strike out. You're going to have plenty of swings and misses, and that's okay. We'll take that as long as that can be complemented by power. You know, for the first part of this season, Randall Grichuk constantly felt like he had to perform today in order to be in the lineup tomorrow. I think once that burden was taken off of him and he knew that he was going to be in there, even if he went 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, he was able to be free and able to let things go in a way that he hadn't been earlier this year. So he has been a huge boost to this offense since he came up. You look at the extra base hits that he's hit. I mean, probably the only thing surprising about his game-winning hit yesterday was that it was a single. I mean, this is a guy who has hit home runs and hit doubles with regularity. And as you look at his place in the middle of the order, especially with Matt Holliday, with Aledmys Díaz still sidelined, he has been a very critical bat, and it's been fun to watch him, I think, finally start to see what his potential can be and begin to work his way toward that.
And you bring up a good point that a lot of young guys, they fight that mentality that, like you put it perfectly, if I don't perform today, I'm not playing tomorrow, or even worse, maybe I'm sent down to AAA tomorrow because I've got minor league options. That's a tough, tough thing for even the most talented young guys to overcome, but once they do, once they settle in and they have the confidence that they're going to be, you know, pretty much an everyday player, they can unburden themselves and just play the game. And it looks like Randall Grichuk in that regard has finally turned the corner. Jen, also in Tuesday's win, Jed Jerko went deep as the Cardinals now have a home run 19 consecutive games. I believe the major league high this year is by the Padres of 24. I believe I'd have to look that up, but they're closing in on that nonetheless. The Cardinals have tied the franchise record set back in 2006, which I believe a year that turned out okay for the Cardinals and their fans, if memory serves, of course. And I know that, you know, us media folks and fans love to get our hands on these tidbits and these stats and track the progress of it. But within that clubhouse, is it something that's known or acknowledged by the players? Like, are they going to go into tonight's game on Wednesday and say, all right, boys, you know, let's somebody go deep. I want to get our names in the record books right now. Or does it really not register that much with them?
You know, I don't think it registered. I actually asked Mike Matheny about it after Tuesday's game, and he kind of gave a, oh, I didn't know that sort of look. And, you know, certainly they realize what power has meant to this offense. And, you know, I guess if they were to sit back and think about all the home runs they've hit, it certainly makes sense that they've had such a streak going. But, no, I mean, it's not something they're shooting for. It's just what this offense has become. And, you know, Jed Jerko, the guy who extended the streak to 19 games on Tuesday, he has been a huge part of this. You look at his month of August, 10 home runs, the most in a month by any Cardinals since Carlos Beltran in 2012. And just the success that he has had since the All-Star break. Again, we talk about Randall Grichuk becoming a big piece in this lineup amid other injuries. Jed Jerko has proved an invaluable piece as well. So this is a team that is going to continue to live and die by the long ball, which is so odd since for so many years this was a club that didn't hit very many home runs. But they're built for power. They're certainly playing in a very homer-friendly ballpark at Miller Park right now, and then have a trip to Great American Ballpark, which should only serve them even better this weekend. So wouldn't be surprised if I see this home run streak continue for a little while longer.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me either, considering the Reds pitching this year has been abysmal, and they're on track to give up the most home runs of any team in Major League history. So you combine that with how hot the Cardinals are swinging the bat right now, we could see a lot of balls end up in the outfield seats this coming weekend in Cincinnati. Some injury news, Jennifer, because it would not be a Cardinals podcast without it. Mike Leake is now on the DL. We'll get your prognosis. We'll get his prognosis from you. And then, you know, two guys at the back end of that rotation right now really holding their own with the injuries to both Michael Wacha and Mike Leake, or Alex Reyes and Luke Weaver. As I've said, they've really performed well. But I guess what I want to know is, what is the long-term plan? Are they going to be, you know, just stop gaps until Wacha and Leake get healthy? Or is it more a matter of, you know what, if Reyes is performing well and Weaver's performing well, the veterans might have to, you know, kind of wait their turn and stay on the sidelines as the two kids kind of grow and mature and really help this team down the stretch? What's kind of the long-term plan here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think that we are going to see at least one of them stay in the rotation for the rest of the year, and I say that because it looks you know, more and more unlikely that Michael Wacha is going to return this year. And if he is able to return, it's almost certainly going to be in a bullpen role. So whether it's Weaver or Reyes, and it would probably be whichever of the two kind of takes off and seizes this opportunity, we're going to see them keep starting every 5 days. I would expect Mike Leake to work his way back into the rotation. The question that, you know, we don't know an answer to right now is when. I mean, he's been dealing with shingles now for about 10 days. Word is that he is getting better. But as he's been dealing with this virus, he hasn't been able to do any baseball activity. So the first part is getting healthy. The second part then is getting yourself ready to pitch again. So I would expect, you know, we're going to see Weaver and Reyes here in the next two games. I would expect we're going to see both of them make at least one more start in this rotation before Leake works his way back in. And again, whichever the young kids performs the best will probably keep the opportunity. I will say, though, that the Cardinals, with some issues in their bullpen right now, perhaps if things do stabilize in the rotation, moving Alex Reyes back to the bullpen just for a temporary kind of stint this year, might be able to kind of improve two areas with one move. So that could be the way they go, but he's going to get every opportunity to earn his spot and earn a chance to stay there and pitch meaningful innings down the stretch.
And he's certainly getting that right now, and for now, at least seizing that opportunity. And as you said, to bring a guy like that in the, say, seventh or even eighth inning, who can reach triple digits without breaking a sweat, that could be huge for the Cardinals into September as they look to wrap up a wild card berth. And Jennifer, heading down the home stretch here, a few more injury updates on guys that we could or should see back relatively soon. How about the latest on guys like Aledmys Diaz, also Matt Adams, and Greg Garcia, who got a little bit banged up a night or two ago?
Yeah, the good news for Greg Garcia is that while he's dealing with soreness in his right knee, he's still available to hit off the bench. We saw him pitch in the last two games. Really, he told me yesterday that it bothers him most kind of when he bends his knees, which is something he'll do primarily in the field. So Cardinals comfortable using him in a limited role for the time being. They believe they got ahead of this issue, so it shouldn't be something that lingers for long. Matt Adams is in line then to be the next guy to come back. He's wrapping up a rehab assignment in AAA Memphis right now, and I would expect that we'll see him in Cincinnati on Friday. Rosters will have expanded by that point, so it'll be easy to add him back to the Major League roster. Now, whether he comes and gets many opportunities to start, I'm not sure that there's going to be great opportunity there, but he has been a great bat off the bench and certainly a welcome return in that regard. And Aledmys Diaz probably isn't that far away. He was cleared earlier this week by a hand specialist to start swinging again, has returned to Jupiter, and is expected to be in a rehab assignment down there as a DH pretty soon. The last step for him is expected to be getting his timing back with his swing and feeling comfortable throwing just because of where the injury was on his thumb. But, you know, as we look at going into September, I think it's very realistic that the second week of September, you're going to see Aledmys Diaz back as a Major League shortstop as well.
And that's bad news for the rest of the National League as the Cardinals are playing well right now and getting healthier slowly but surely as, again, we head into the final full month of the 2016 season, and the Cardinals, again, want to be back in their customary playoff position come October. Jennifer Langosch, always a pleasure. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.